been talking away just a little bit on one subject right after another. This beginning of Channel 2 over, in the middle of the afternoon, he brought in his last bundle of singles. He sees he's going to be pinching, pressing to get through. Have enough. This is the beginning of Channel 2 over, Tuesday, day of big taping day, the 3rd of February 1970.
That's a pretty big blow he had.
And
So, this boy was bored him out. Now, he didn't know this was taking place, but he was doing the same thing. On March 9th, he called Kansas for tire. There ain't a hard tire, any kind of tire, you know. Anyway, Martin dealt with, he called, and he bought his stuff in Martin's name over the phone. And of course, these company secretaries, they didn't know whether it was Martin who. It didn't make no difference. They'd been ordering that money, you know, for a little while. That's a sound name. So I found out, of course, that Martin got a letter from one of the outfits in town, saying that he was going to be everything sued against him. So, of course, he went and contacted his lawyer. And his lawyer told him, yes, and I took care of it. That was one time, now. You know how that ain't crap, that gentleman? Crap.
Yeah.
Well, he's the man that helped Martin through a lot of that trouble. He's a good man. He told Martin, he said, don't worry about it. He said, I'll tell you that right quick, right? He said, that ain't the same way. That man bought stuff and charged it to you. And he said, I'll plug that. So you just go on home and go to bed and forget. And he said, hang around. He plugged that. And so he told Martin why. At any time, don't let him know. At any time, I let it come in here, but then, you know it's not here. We don't have anything to do with it. And just don't let him see it. Just bring it on down and drop it off the office.
Is that right? Is that right?
And he did.
Oh,
well,
you know. Well, you know it's awful, Willie, to get so you said opening the mail.
Go in the nervous grip when somebody says you got a letter.
Yeah.
And that's about the way it was. He just about had a fit in the middle of something. He was afraid somebody had was going done. I need that flat, that old flat kill. I need it laying right out down. See that it laying out there? See it out there? Yeah. I don't know how I got along with that this year, too. Yeah, that's something. See, if he'd have sold out solid, that's a solid man, and he sold out everything and got money.
A good paper. He got good paper. When he sold out, he could have retired with no trouble at all. Even though he wasn't 41 years old. No, he wasn't that old. He wasn't but 38 when he passed. He wasn't 38 years old. He could have retired with no problem, no nothing to worry about.
He's got quite a bit of rental property. He's got apartments. And still got them. And with his apartment and what he sold out for, he could have had it made. And he said, he mentioned the fact that he could have had it, and that was what his intention. Let's see now, Miss Allen. You're going to have to make this around this one. I hate to see it. He's good here. I'll leave him right here. Now, how do you like that? Now, if you can hold that board up. Now, just wait a minute. Don't stand up there. How do you like that? That's just one. That's easy. You can do that again. That's one, buddy. We're done.
What hit him hardest? That says I'm not.
No, you can't do anything. They all got something off one time. I had a two-ton GMT truck out there.
Yeah.
That belongs to me. What are you threatening about? You ain't doing no work.
I'm not afraid. That old duck off that tire, that's just eating you. That, that truck is the only thing you got out of that deal. No GMC 2-ton flatbed truck. And the way he got it, when he found out this man was going into bankruptcy, and his lawyers told him, you know, most of these lawyers in town, they find out when somebody's going up against the wall, you know, they find out about something like that comes through the chain of knowledge.
Yeah.
And so he called Martin, and he went home with his wife after the phone, told him that if he had anything painted white with the various different numbers, I don't know the numbers of the truck, but there's 12 of them trucks. They said, if you got any of them with them numbers on them, or S&C stamped on the side of the door, then you better hide it somewhere where the law can't find it, because they're out picking up everything that's painted white. You got the S&C and the certain numbers, different numbers. And this truck number was 41, I believe. And she come out the job. We had a new GMC out there on the job. Adam called and said if you had anything quite with the S&C stamped on the side of it or on it or these various different numbers, the law's gonna pick it up. She run back to the hardware store and bought 2 cans of enamel spray paint, you know, the little aerosol cans. We sprayed that thing, you know, they get through it 5 minutes before these 2 cars come driving in. Well, they knew that Martin stole the fence. And they knew that it was here in Smith's business. And they sold out the fence. So they were going to check out everything, you know, around. And you know, they knew that non-paint just been put on that. You could let it wasn't no
stupid. Yeah, you didn't pay on
tape. They walked all the way around through the building. They walked all the way around the front. They walked around, they didn't take it, they shut that door. They knew they shut that door, they got white paint on, so it wasn't right. It's darn good, that truck, them doors just been painted, so the rest of those dingy white, and two doors, and on that spot on the side of the, just the other side of the door, you know, where you use a stamp number on the hood of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
That was a spot there about that big, just a blob of white. They knew that thing. One of the buildings. Well, both the buildings, Martin said he knew them real well.
Oh, I see.
And, they was been blind, this man was with them. They was been blind. Got that truck. He was about to pick up that truck. But Martin had afraid, so they didn't take my mom. Let's see, I got some of these other things kind of crumpled in this other box. I used to do that truck. There's the chance for a man to put a gun to the cell like that. There's the same. Well, what?
Well, why do people, why do
people want asbestos tile, just to take on the noise.
It's not asbestos.
I mean,
yes, I guess.
You can't touch it.
Yeah,
Well, I told my head up to get well. As much experience we've had, we could talk to anybody, any group of them. And I went across that little book. It's a paperback. It's a little tiny you have on making speeches. I mean, it's just as good as one for the test. And if you ever make speeches. I got a copy of that. I'll give it to you, right? I didn't get one for myself. I meant to look at that too. But you know, he never has said anything about it. And as far as I know, he hasn't made any speeches. I don't think he could keep making calls. He talks and he knows that a lot of things, you know. Had a lot of experience. You know what I'd love to do sometimes, just to hear him and Henry sit down and talk about Mr. Christian. You see, they live here in the wrong, watch him.
And there's some stories.
Yeah.
And old days.
Yeah. And they both of them like him, so he's glad I'm here to do. And he said, it wouldn't be run in by dime. You know, you can talk about anybody and say almost anything just as long as you're not like, you know, like a friend of the day. Not mad.
I think she's going to offer credit. She ain't a little
one, too. Nobody thinks that.
Maybe not, really, that's all right. I just had a lot of wrong. Don't leave them.
Everybody.
Okay. That's not happening. Major, I'll tell you something. People don't realize how good they should be. How fortunate they ought to be able to have contact with one another through there.
Yeah.
Many people have made it since I went to you.
Yeah. get over. He was a good one. He was better than mine, too.
Come on, Dick.
Oh. Lewis, you got that little Dick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick had a right up the fire. You know, every time he was on the floor, I think. Then he and Corey don't want to go. That was only in Corey's.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a time. Yeah, he let Quarterbomb take it for himself. Yeah. And Quarterbomb, he's all right, I guess, Quarterbomb was. I don't think. I know you like him, Quarterbomb, too much.
You know it.
They do. I probably know his name. Well, you know, fortunately, if you're not doing the show, I mean, if you were in the show when we come in, he always just lets you stand, but that makes it good.
Yeah.
But he didn't use to be on Sunday. He was one of the Sunday times. And he never made any money. He was too Sunday. And he was too Sunday to the
top.
And he went back to it.
Oh, did he?
Oh, did he? Listen to what I got. I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the house
Thank you. I'd go over there and buy oranges from him and sit down there and talk. But we never talked about anything that he's particularly interested in, you know.
Well, he didn't want to talk about that. That comes down.
Well, I'm not sure, but he
got caught cheating.
Yeah, I know. Well, that guy, he ain't going to talk to me about things he's interested in anyhow. He talked about the house, or Henry, but yeah, I'm down.
Yeah,
I
got the old boy. It may be hard on him for a while.
He pays back
what else they owe
on.
So he made the deal for me. But he paid it up. And he was let out of Buddy Hill. He did it well for Buddy Hill.
You know, a fellow like that Humphrey knows there's no end of what they know about the community here. Now, he's lived here since he was a boy.
Right.
He brought up here.
Born and raised here. Yeah.
I know his mama. I talked to his mama.
He came to see you. He knows I know it. I told him.
Yeah. How'd you get it started?
He just can't put that big foot on it. He got it. He knows it. He knows I know it. Remember that two-door up, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, he knows it.
He knows I know it. Because I told him.
I said, there's one thing about it.
And one dang good thing about it. You never make no more money about it. No Cadillac from my cup for one.
Yeah, but for one, he catches up with him, and there's a lot who still does business with him.
Okay. There's a lot of still went along with Buddy and his sticking away.
Yeah.
And some of them still do, and various
different. Yeah.
Occupations.
You know, they just look into the situation, see where the money is, and then go after it.
That's right. They work on it.
They work on it.
That's yeah. It.
Now, Buddy's brother, not much of a money man.
No, Buddy. Floyd like me.
Floyd.
Floyd like me.
Well, he's like a different fella, isn't he?
Oh,
the senior.
Oh, yeah. Floyd's a good man, too. He's good. He's one of millions of Buddy Hook.
Yeah.
How am I going to work this Buddy Hook,
I can put a stepladder right over there.
See, I've got to be off out here.
I can leave the stepladder up there.
Leave that right there. Let's see here, then, let's go. You know, I'm going to have to cross here. And they wait from here. I'll carry up my knee apron. Brand new knee.
Yeah, you got to do my thing.
Well, I'm taking it to here to see.
Yeah.
And that's going to cost
you. Yeah.
That runs the cost of the job up $40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know it.
Ha ha! Woo! Now, how come I didn't
think of that? I really think that maybe they think of making money on what money.
Now, if you hand me that little slur in the case, I'll put it in, please. I saw it in this week. Oh, yeah, it's outside around the corner there, I'm sure. I believe it's there. Oh man, that's a beautiful. That's a good feeling out there.
That's a beautiful.
I ain't bragging on nobody but feeling himself.
Buddy, a good talker? He loves to talk?
No, only if he's crony.
That's what I mean.
He don't talk to me.
Yeah, who
destroyed
it?
Henry?
You
could.
Oh, you're not one of his admirers.
Not today. I might be
on
the next
one. You got flipped. Do you ever flip to Daddy?
Wasn't there a fool?
Oh, I see. He wasn't this Christian.
Christian took him. And me too.
Yeah. Well, they toss money to work with men like that.
Yeah, they make their house money. Christian got mad at me. Really, as much as I've done to you, I said, you so done a heap.
Is that what you said?
He wanted me to, I farm with him 1 year. I planted a chunk of watermelon. And I made the watermelon. And then after I got made, the stink of it. He tells me, I get my first car loaded. This old Duke comes up, said he's $500 cash for that car. Well, he was inquiring around, he wanted to know who owned that car. I said, I did. I said, me and my partner. He said, he's $500. I said, well, let me walk up here to this man's office and talk to him. Hello, boy. Oh, no, we can't take that.
$500, Willie, you said we can't do it.
I said, man, let me get my, give me 250 for my half of it, I'll take it. Oh, no, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, that one.
I'll be glad to go with 250. I'm going to put that in and hope that mower will cover that. I can't afford to cut here. I have to cut 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces, 6 pieces. Get that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have that little trailer cut off the end of that one to go by. I don't know how much that. See, all my work here in the last. This man here has been planted, the drywall, and you don't put no more up. You don't put no more up. You know, just grab it. No more. And I can't remember where that OG, I believe that OG will come down and take him. If I tell you what, I'm going to take him. Don't tell nobody that.
Okay.
Now, if you had a whole flower in this stuff, where I can get a lead off on it, I'd appreciate it. Could you do that phone for an old sheep?
Yeah.
I want to get a lead off.
I just didn't understand the language.
No. You don't like me to talk that way. Kind of like cutting fishing jigs, you know. I didn't have to do it.
Yeah. I sure do want to get the jigs to get me out
here, son. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't want to understand you either.
I heard it the other night on television. Ah!
Too far.
And I heard it the other night on television. Maybe. She was a little bit surprised. She was a little bit surprised at the way some of the children were learning English. She had these children in her class, 6 months together, or whenever it was this year, and then they split them up at some county, state, I don't know, this, that, you never heard it. And then now, they're telling this year thing back, she got them back, and she says they're done. They don't know that. That's all right. You know, what she was trying to say is the white teachers ain't teaching them. And she got them back and was done.
brainwashed.
Yeah.
But you know, none of these good people taking up that much time. I don't think a lot of these Jewish church and school teachers like one of my teachers. The cool teacher?
I don't believe
the way she acts, that she cares whether they're there or not. I'd like to have one more on one, Casey.
What do you mean, drop the candy?
Well, you know, Miss Sylvia, the group when all these teachers struck down South Florida?
Yeah.
He was in that bunch.
Yeah.
And I don't hold with nobody to keep us out from learning like them teachers did at that time. You remember when they all walked off and left the school, the kids at school?
Yeah.
I mean, when they left the little first grader, and that's true, I mean, see, the kid didn't know where to go and come.
Yeah.
Kids didn't know what to go about.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that. And that time, they didn't know how to
They never did that before.
I think the reason why I'm not saying that, but because I don't think that they, I think when I, the 13 years I drove a school bus, I signed a contract.
Yeah.
And the contract that I signed is the same as the school teacher signed.
Yeah.
And it says on that, you have agreed to work this term of school, 1970 and 1971, for a total sum of $1,000,
yeah,
or $8,000, or $4. Well, I signed that contract. I agreed that I'd work that term for that many dollars.
Yeah.
Although they divided that dollar up into monthly payments.
And this is the end of Channel 2 Over. The end of Channel 2 Over and the end of this tape. And there's about, oh, Lord, another half hour left.